In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody. Every year at Christmas, the television and the print media and the internet and so forth are filled with stories trying to get at the truth of the Christmas story. They address topics like the historical Jesus, and they try to scrape away the centuries of pious mythology to salvage the nuggets of whatever might be empirically or historically verifiable from the elaborately mythologized gospel narratives. There are whole cottage industries devoted to this scraping and pruning of the narratives, and most biblical scholars at prominent universities and seminaries are hired precisely because they have demonstrated themselves to be adept wielders of the pruning hook of scientific standards and empirical benchmarks. But that is not what Christmas is about. A few years ago, in a moment of acute romanticism, I purchased a Charlie Brown Christmas on DVD, and I watched it. It's a wonderful little cartoon, and I highly recommend it. It recounts Charlie Brown's frustration with the commercialism and the abstraction into which the celebration of Christmas has descended in Western culture. This, indeed, is the perennial concern of many of us, perhaps especially sentimental conservatives. Charlie Brown goes around looking for the true meaning of Christmas, and he's frustrated at every turn. Finally, in a moment of exasperation, he cries out, "Isn't there anybody who can tell me what Christmas is all about?" And then Linus, Saint Linus, says very quietly and straightforwardly, "I can tell you what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." Linus asks for the lights to come up and a microphone to come on and be brought to him, and he proceeds to read the Christmas gospel that we read last night. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And Linus concludes, That is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. We are not here this morning to remember something that can be placed under a microscope or laid bare before the critical scrutiny of the unimaginative. We are here to commemorate and to reenact a myth, something that was and is and will always be totally and completely impossible. It's somehow fitting, therefore, that Linus, an unreal one-dimensional cartoon character, should be the one to remind us of what is most real and most true. For virgins do not conceive. The Almighty God, whom the whole world cannot contain, is not laid in a manger. God does not grow up. God is certainly not nailed to a tree. And dead men do not live again. It is all impossible. Yet this is our teaching. This is our faith. This is the truth. We believe and confess what is most impossible, in the words of Jacques Derrida. There was There was a great Christian mystic of the 17th century who wrote epigrammatic poetry named Angelus Silesius. He was German. In one of his poems, he made this very point about the utter absurdity and impossibility of what we Christians believe. He said, "The most impossible is possible. With your arrow, you cannot reach the sun. With mine, I can sweep under my fire the eternal sun." Or, as Tertullian, I believe it was, said in the early centuries of the church, "Creo quia absurdum." I believe because it is absurd. The great Anglican poet W.H. Auden, who almost became a priest, by the way, and who was a great lover of the 28 Prayer Book, Auden saw the great impossibility of salvation, and he wrote a poem about it called For the Time Being. It's part of a larger work called A Christmas Oratorio, and it's one of my favorite Christmas poems, probably because it's so depressing. The last two stanzas of his For the Time Being go like this. "The pilgrim way has led to the abyss. Was it to meet such grinning evidence that we left our richly odored ignorance? Was the triumphant answer to be this? The pilgrim way has led to the abyss. We who must die demand a miracle. How could the eternal do a temporal act? The infinite become a finite fact? Nothing can save us that is possible. We who must die demand a miracle. We who must die do not seek what is possible, because what is possible is of the earth, part of the dominion of this world that is passing away and under judgment. What is possible is mundane, and it cannot save us. We who must die demand a miracle. We demand the impossible. Why? Because we want to be saved, and salvation is not possible. But we believe and confess that the impossible is nevertheless actual. Virgins do not conceive, and yet a virgin conceived. The Almighty, eternal, transcendent God is totally beyond our ken, out of reach, over the horizon of this world. We are cut off from heaven, and yet the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the miracle of Christmas, the miracle of our Christian faith, the actuality of the impossible in the narrative of salvation. For with God, nothing will be impossible. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.